Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Northern Dutchess Botanical Gardens, where the plants we grow are the plants we sell. In the backwoods of Rhinebeck, find the map and everything else you need to know at ndbgonline.com. It's a fun place. Also supporting us, Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with 7 locations to service you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, Hyde Falls, and Pleasant Valley, williamslumber.com, and Ward's Nursery Garden Center and Wild Bird Shop, helping gardeners grow in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and at wardsnursery.com. Juge Clausen from the Phantom Gardener is here. Get ready to get there next Saturday, 9:15. You can take a walk through the landscape yard with people who really know and find out about all kinds of stuff. And then all day long, beekeeping, specials on plants, tree seedling giveaway, landscaping for birds, for bees and butterflies, and birds. If there's bees and butterflies, there'll be birds. Info booths, gardening advice. Oh my gosh, all kinds of stuff. And get your cold weather vegetable starts and your herbs. And yeah, it's time.
It's time. That's so exciting. We will also have a raffle. We're going to be raffling off a few trees, a Japanese maple, a beautiful crab apple. I'm trying to think what else. So yeah, that's always fun. Gotta enter to win a tree. That's a great
but
fun
it's a great time to plant a tree. And they're in nurseries and garden centers. They've been there for a while because they harden off faster than other things. So really, really worth it to just get in and look at trees. I just that hot weather and the magnolias coming out just made me lust for a magnolia. They're so wonderful because they come at a time when they're really not competing with a lot of other things for attention, and they are just glorious.
They're stunning. They're stunning. Oh my gosh. And some of the purples and like the yellows they come in. My personal favorite's actually the Sweet Bay Magnolia, which is a native one. And it's not blooming yet. But then it blooms kind of on and off throughout the summer. And the fragrance of that is just intoxicating for me. I love it. I love it. And it's almost got like a tropical vibe for up here. So that's kind of fun. And then they hold on to their leaves for really throughout the winter. So they're kind of pushing out right now. So we get some folks who come in, they're worried about that tree. They think, oh no, it's dying. And it's not. They're just pushing out the old and getting ready to embrace the new.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's a race right now. It's going to be a race. And I figure my life is going to be crazy till the 4th of July.
Buckle up, Sally. But we love it, right? I mean, it's always nuts and crazy. And
stretch, stretch, stretch.
Ooh, good
we're
advice.
Just getting going.
And drink water. Drink your water.
Yeah, a lot of water.
Yeah. And,
sunscreen. And a bag of clementines, easy, fast food.
Good energy, right? Yep.
There's no tomatoes in the vegetable garden yet you can munch on while you're working. So, yeah, throw something in there. I'm doing a lot of pruning. You don't want to prune the spring things. Oh, and you mentioned the disease.
That's true.
From the Green Cross. I hope he tells us what's happening with lilac blight.
Yeah. That's a hard one because, we're all organic here. So there's nothing we are recommending to do. Jeff would probably recommend some sort of systemic remedy. I don't know. Yeah. If folks are dealing with that, come and talk to Jeff. The other thing that I got to do a little more research, but I think it's kind of like a 3 to 4 year deal. And I think we're on year 3
Yeah.
or 4. So Sometimes nature also just kind of takes care of this.
Yeah.
Those leaves are nasty and the flowers aren't as great. If you do have them, hopefully in the fall, you rake those leaves up, you get rid of that kind of stuff. But we're not seeing it affecting some of the Korean lilacs.
Yeah.
So Palibin is a good one to think about, and the Miss Kim.
Yeah,
So
and
it
they're
seems
later.
they're later, you're right. And a great fragrance. So, there's options, but yeah, let's hope Jeff's got some info for
Yeah,
us on that. I'm sure he does.
I'm gonna wait. I'm not gonna prune. I'm gonna wait, and if they don't flush out, I'm gonna give them a really hard prune.
Hard prune.
That's gonna be my solution, because I'm like also not a chemical person, so
Same here.
and if you have any fireplace ashes, get out there and scatter them, because they love fireplace ashes.
They
So
love that wood ash. If I understand correctly, it's high in lime. Or is that what it is?
know
No, lime.
I don't know what
Well,
it is.
lilacs love lime, but I don't know what would be in the ash.
Yeah.
But whatever it is, lilacs like it.
Yeah, they
Love
love
it.
it, So, also, I think, you guys have tools,
We
and
do great tools.
I think, pruning requires, having some nice tools. I mean, and boy, do I love my tools. And I spent a whole day before the weather got good, and I cleaned everything and sharpened everything and got new blades for things. And
Oh, that's great.
it sure makes a huge difference when you're out up on a ladder trying to prune something that you can actually make a cut.
Yes, for sure. You got to have the right tool for the project, so.
And if you're a new gardener, I think I'd have to say that one of the biggest things I learned, and I'm really grateful I did, is that there are lots of pruners in the world. There are lots of hand pruners in the world, but there's nothing like a pair of Felcos. And they are expensive, but every
They'll
single
last
part
your life.
yeah, mine have lasted my life, and you can get new replacement parts for everything, so they are so totally worth it. And and if you're looking for a present for somebody, it's just like, get them a pair of Felcos. I mean, I know there's other ones that I shouldn't be, but I think most gardeners feel that way.
Yeah, Felcos are the gold standard, right? I mean,
Yeah.
and you're right, you can replace springs and blades, and they're well made to begin with.
Yeah.
So it is, and yes, it's an investment, but take good care of them and you'll have them for your life.
Yeah.
I
So
love
yeah.
when gardeners come in and they're kind of new and they ask us to recommend, like, what tools do I need? And you can go crazy, but there are just a few that, like, if you really
Yeah.
have the good, the right tools, a few of them, handful of things, you can do
Yeah.
so much.
I know. I mean, I have
Pruners
a
and
zillion tools, and yet I wander around the garden with my hand fork, my Felcos, a pair of small loppers, a pair of large loppers, and a pair of scissors.
I love scissors in the garden. Love scissors. I love my loppers. I gotta have my Japanese weeding knife.
Yeah, it's like my hand fork. It's just like what so yeah, there's a million things you can have, but it's just like, I don't know, when you're in a shop, really handle something, really just see how it feels in your hand.
Yeah, you have to, right? I mean, it's like trying on shoes. You gotta open that pruner up. You gotta feel, and we're all about that. Come in, pick our brain about what we think is necessary, or the Felcos are sized, so not everyone realizes a Felco 6 is great for a smaller hand, and
And
so.
I use the 7, which is the one with the rotating grip.
Okay.
I love that one. Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's great.
I can prune, hours and hours and hours. And I never, since I started using that, I've never had like an issue with pruner hand. So
Oh, that's
it's,
amazing. Yeah. And they make one for lefties.
yeah. They make,
They're awesome.
just get into your local garden center and just try stuff out and just look at the plants and especially get to the Phantom next Saturday, the 25th, for a full day of Earth Day celebrations and ways to, like, I don't know, learn stuff, plant stuff. It's just like it's time, and I love the idea of the buy one, get one small plants. It's
Yeah.
just like load up with those,
I plan on it.
Oh my gosh. So we're out of here. Juge, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sally. I really appreciate you having me on.
I love it. It's just you are fun.
Oh, so are you. So are
And
you.
yeah, herbs. Yeah. Think about your herbs.
Okay.
Okay, we're out of here. Garden Show and Home brought to you by I Must Garden, all natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents available at select independent garden centers. More information at imustgarden.com and Wallkill View Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons. Route 299 West in New Paltz, wallkillviewfarmmarket.com. Ah, stretch, do a tick check, drink water. Mwah.